Kate Lochte's back in the studios, and she's joined by Carmen Garland, the Regional Youth Leadership Coordinator through Murray State's Regional Outreach's K-12 Connect program. Thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me. Good to be back.
We're talking about eighth graders in an innovative new program,
right.
And you selected your participants last Saturday, and tell us about them, or whenever.
Okay.
Recently.
Actually, right, within a recent selection process, we were able to work with 16 students from the area high schools. And this is a little bit different in the sense of some of the communities working through their local chambers of commerce have leadership groups where it's more of an educational learning type program that exposes students to activities there in their community and so on. And it's truly more of a learn more about your community. What we're hoping to do with this program is the students can identify themselves as someone that can actually make a change in their community, an improvement. They'll identify something that seems to be either a problem or something new and creative that the community lacks, and they will actually meet with a team of a total of five students that they can choose. And it's kind of a modified science project, if you will. They have 1 year to come up with their concept and their presentation. And during that time, they'll meet with community leaders. They may go to a Chamber of Commerce meeting. They may go to a City Hall meeting. They may kind of orchestrate their own meeting and have kind of a town hall meeting for something that they believe in.
This is basically putting people on track very early to be good citizens.
Right.
And to know more about how public policy is originated and how they can influence it. And it's interesting to know that the actual class civics that I think I had when I was in middle school is maybe not common across the curriculum now.
Yeah, in our day, a few years ago, we had civics and we had local government classes, and we actually did field trips and went to those various meetings or had the mayor come in and speak to us or some type of political head. And for whatever reasons, we don't do that in school so much. Sociology was one of my favorite classes in high school. And I guess with budget constraints, budget seems to be the taxing problem these days. Not too many schools can afford the opportunity to have those types of electives anymore. So this program and the curriculum and some of the goals that we hope to establish really can kind of solve that issue or at least
put a
kind
presence
of light it up.
It.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Project Citizen is basically a program that's already structured.
Right.
And I believe you mentioned that in our region, Hickman County has
some... Hickman County identified kind of a need, and they actually started working with a group of high school students. And I kind of give Gina Winchester, who's the executive director of our Murray State Regional Outreach, and then the coordinator, Rebecca Feldhaus, they kind of contacted some school officials, community leaders, went to Dr. Dunn. Dr. Dunn immediately got on board, said, sure, I think it's an outstanding program to kind of build the region because we did, or they did all the work, and now I'm going to coordinate the program. But they kind of put together an invite to all of the 18 counties and sent the invitation to attend kind of an introduction. And we had Glenn Manis come over from the Project Citizen. Each of the 50 states have kind of a site coordinator for this program. And it's actually grown into an international program. And Glenn has volunteered to not only address Kentucky, but some of the other. In fact, I think he had just been to Australia before he came last Saturday. But he does kind of an orientation, goes through the program. And basically what he leads the students to do in a very simplified way is to go back into the community and identify the problem, gather all of the information, and then kind of brainstorm with their team in terms of how can we solve this, and then work with an action plan and come up with kind of either a public policy or whatever they want to do to instill something of kind of a permanent improvement. And then they'll put all of that together and literally kind of have their poster boards and a PowerPoint or whatever they choose to do. They'll do a little portfolio and have kind of a little diary of sorts, keeping up with notes that they took and so on. And they'll have about a 20-minute presentation time in a year. And we'll have judges come and evaluate. And we'll have a winner and some, hopefully, some really cool prizes.
And your role will be to kind of connect everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You will be meeting with the student teams.
Right. Today is my actual first road trip. And Rebecca is going to assist me on some of the schools to make the immediate contacts to kind of get them kick-started. And we will meet with them once initially to meet their team members and kind of brainstorm with some of the ideas that they have come up with. Then I'll meet with them probably once or twice in the next month or two just to make sure that they're kind of off on the right start. Some of them, I've told them we'll set up a Facebook account, we'll do some texting, and if they want me to come and go with them, maybe do a city hall meeting or a PTO meeting or something like that, they may want to put together their own program and have kind of a town hall meeting. I'll be glad to help them orchestrate that. And then from that point, we'll kind of just connect through our whatever social media that they choose. And we do want to have maybe 2 to 3 field trips so that all the students can get back together again. And again, we want them to strengthen their own community, but we also want them to realize that they could have an impact within our region.
Well, we're talking about a regional youth right. leadership program involving 8th graders, and right. your first group numbers, how many?
We have 16. Let's see here. Where did I list the schools? We have Hickman County as kind of our go-to and experience school that participated. However, there was, I think I mentioned, high school, so this is a first for 8th graders. But we actually have 16 students from Ballard County, Carlisle County, Christian County, Fulton County, Hickman County, Hopkins County, Lyon County, Murray Independent, Paducah Independent, and Union County. And those schools will all support their students. And again, we hope to have them work together and kind of share tips and downfalls or whatever as a group of students representing this region.
In meeting the students who will be involved, were they already pretty aware of the big world of government around them?
Surprisingly, some of them were. Mm-hmm. And then some of them, it was almost as though Glenn kind of pressed the right button. You could kind of see the click, click, click. Oh, I get it. I could go back and do something. So some of them took a minute to kind of jot down some notes on things that they wanted to go back and kind of get started. Others were a little bit more hesitant till they could get back and kind of get with their team members. The team members are their choice. We didn't want any part of that selection process. Interestingly, we had, for our orientation, we asked a school official, a parent, and the student to attend. And I kind of talked about, think about the qualities and characteristics that you want with your team members. And not necessarily think of your best friend or your girlfriend, boyfriend, cousins, so on. But go back and identify students that you know can help this program be successful. Some of them you might want to think about those that are artistic, creative, that think outside the box. Some of them that are very inquisitive, that will think of all the questions to ask. Some of them that literally can live on the edge, because sometimes you'll run into a problem that somebody needs to think quick. You may be in a meeting and somebody will ask you a question, and between the five of you, somebody can address that question and think on their feet. So I had each of the three identify up to 3 names for those team members, and then I went back and said, okay, compare, don't talk. Now let's go back and compare and see how many names are in common. Some of the three had no names in common, and then some were 2 out of the 3. So it was kind of cute to see how their after-fact interaction went with the reason that they chose those students.
So this is the beginning of a project that, again, it's Project Citizen is the basis for this regional youth leadership program that conceivably will become cyclical with the present students mentoring future students on that basis. In looking at Project Citizen outcomes in other areas, what kinds of projects grow from this kind of program?
Some of them are environmental, where they've identified a school over on the eastern part. Those students were concerned because it seemed to be that they were growing in the community, but they weren't preserving any of the trees and the greenness. And they literally just kind of went and said, you know, we need to put a stop to that and kind of divert some of the streets in the subdivision, and we need to save trees, basically. So, you know, the green thing is a good thing. A couple of the other schools set up a program after school for students that weren't on athletic teams to be able to address the issue of being overweight, and set up, they had some students come and do kind of just some workout programs, and they were kind of neat because this program has grown over the years. They started out with just high school kids, and then they kind of did reaching down to the younger kids, and so they do have some in like 5th, 6th elementary, but they went to their local Y and were able to partner with their local Y, and so now they have some grandmas coming in and a couple of grandpas have joined them. So they have basically ranging from 6 to 60. Some of the programs are identifying the needs for the community members, the older, more mature audiences, to identify the needs for communicating with social media. And so they had all kinds of, this is a computer, this is a mouse, here's where you turn it on, and kind of talking about Facebook, talking about email, how to surf. Some of them brought in their iPhones and showed how to take pictures and send them to their friends and family. So it's everything from kind of fun things and identifying a need in the community to things that are more of a serious nature. One community addressed the fact that there were broken sidewalks all around the school, and it was a danger, obviously. And so they had some fundraisers, everything from car washes to bake sales, and worked for a whole year to get money. And then they had a bust it Saturday and busted up the old sidewalks and hauled them away. And they did get some community donations on top of what they had earned and were able to repair the sidewalk. So there's a multitude of projects, everything from kind of fun little things to needy things, to serious natures. So I'll be real curious to see what the kids come up with.
You've got a whole year of discovery ahead of you. We're talking with Carmen Garland, who is the coordinator of a new regional youth leadership program through Murray State's Regional Outreach's K-12 Connect program. For our listeners, I'm curious about the next opportunity for students to be involved.
We'll have, you know, as we've discussed, this is a year-long program, and we'll probably have the kids all come back to Murray State to do their little presentations and present their portfolio. And then we're hoping from the evaluations to be able to do a program like this again. Money's really tight these days, so we'll hope we can continue this and come up with money. The Project Citizen program itself is on international reliance of grants, and Glenn writes grants constantly. So all of the manuals and all of the handout materials, anything that was distributed to the students and the parents so far in terms of all these manuals and so on, these were all free and provided. All the curriculum guides, everything has come in free from Project Citizen. So it's basically just helping with the field trips and the expenses of going and contacting the students, and some of them may need some help with their poster board materials and art materials.
Sure. I tell you what, how about making a date helped for some of your students to come speak about the projects with Sounds Good?
In about maybe 3 months, that'll be a good kickstart for them. They can bring their team members in and kind of talk about some of the things they're doing. I'd like that.
We'd love to hear from them.
Okay.